This is why I don't think that we should be together. And I've thought about it a lot, and this is what's going to happen. Okay, I'm going to keep pursuing what I'm pursuing. And because I'm doing that, it's going to take up more and more of my time, and I'm not going to be able to spend as much time with you. And we're just going to start to hate each other, and it's going to get very, it's going to be ugly. And so for those reasons, I'd rather just, you know, break it off clean. Because I want to be great.
Still waiting for a big smile out of you. You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy? Or
still to be happy about.
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? I don't think so.
Greatness doesn't fall out the sky. It isn't the prize in a Cracker Jack box or waiting to be read from a fortune cookie. I imagine if it did, anyone could write Hamlet. And to be or not to be wouldn't even be a question. It isn't found in bottles that wash ashore. It isn't placed underneath pillows or written on the back of a piece of paper with a combination to a safe in the lock of an airport. Greatness is planted into the soil like a seed. And it takes time to grow. It has to be nurtured and cared for. And after it sprouts, you can't pick it off the trees with the leaves or have it served to you when it's time to sit down and eat. Greatness is hungry. Greatness is starving just to get a bite that temporarily satisfies appetite. Greatness is a sacrifice. Greatness is not found in your dreams. Greatness doesn't sleep all day, only unless it's worked all night. Greatness is an action. Greatness is try and try again, and if you fail and don't succeed, maybe hundreds of years from now, someone will sell your painting to a museum. Vincent van Gogh sends his regards.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get off the pity party. Wake your ass up. Awaken the beast inside.
If somebody would have shot an air ball in our team, and they had shot a second one, they were going to shoot a third one. He was fearless. I think that's one of the things that spurred him to greatness.
Some of the most beautiful things that blossom out of what ordinary men have called worthless. Greatness doesn't wait for someone to tell them their art is worth it. Greatness is priceless. Only hobbies put a price on it. Greatness puts his life on it. The only delusion humans have is believing they're owed something more than oxygen. But greatness is not for the privileged. Greatness isn't given. It's not a handout. It's not a lottery ticket. It's not something you win or aim for. It's not a trophy, an award you put on your bookshelf to feel better about yourself when company comes over. Greatness is spent slaving away, trying to get the light bulb to turn on, only to realize you've learned 10,000 ways it won't work. Thomas Edison sends his regards. Greatness doesn't wait for validation. It doesn't let anything stand in its way. It doesn't ask for permission. It takes it for every obstacle, for every trial, for every unbreakable preventative measure. There's always an answer. If you ever seen greatness, you know it's headed erratically down a dead end, going 100 miles per hour nonstop. Looking at roadblocks like, bitch, I've stepped on mountains twice the size of planets. This little bump in the road I managed. Greatness takes the scars from failure and uses to hold the seams of its foundation together. Because success is a long walk where every step counts. And waking up in the morning is not enough. It's the lifestyle, the extra mile. No, hold up, wait a minute, I can get those reps in next week. Nope, there's always more to give. This is greatness. It's not something you claim. It's something you live.
Some of y'all don't want it. That's why you ain't got it. Excuses sound best. Excuses sound best to the person that's making them up.
There's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lord Marion named Mr. Fisk. He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now.